Hello and good morning. This is Jackie R. Rolling Raw. And this morning, January the 16th, 2019, I am using Anchor, the Anchor app on my Samsung tablet to record a podcast. Now, it's 2019, and it seems as though people are moving more towards podcasting than they are videos. Videos has been hot for a while now. I remember some years ago, podcasting had started. People were doing podcasts. But somehow people didn't move toward that direction because you had Facebook and Google Plus and other apps that wanted to show more visual, for you to be more visual with memes and pictures of yourself, your grandkids, or your friends, or those vacation spots at the beach. Nice, beautiful pictures. And so then YouTube blew up in the sense that people started to use YouTube more to broadcast videos. I had a few videos back in the day that captured a lot of attention. I think those were those hot and mobile videos. But now it seems as though the tide is switching again. And people are going back to recording taped sessions of thoughts and ideas or interviews of other people. Blog Talk Radio, again, it was hot for a while there back in the late 2010, 11, 12. People were doing Blog Talk Radio. But now I'm moving my brand, which we are working on rebranding, to Jackie R. Rolling Raw. Rolling Raw. Jackie R. Who's Jackie R.? Jackie Robinson. Jackie Robinson has been around for a while now. And as we get into taped episodes on the Jackie R. Rolling Raw podcast, we'll talk about some of those things. But yeah, podcasting, and you can attract a large audience of people who are using their mini pads, their iPads, their Samsung tablets, their smartphones to connect and listen to other people who have the same interests, ideas, situations, solutions as they do. Because a lot of times, I mean, it's easier to listen than to watch. Because watching, especially if you're working or driving, can be distractive. But listening, you can still hear, like listening to the radio. You can listen to a podcast and still concentrate on the primary function at hand. And so I've been looking around in the Google Play Store for an app that would allow me to record. I found Liveboard, which I also like Liveboard, and I downloaded Liveboard to my tablet. Liveboard allows me to create whiteboards with thoughts and ideas and outlines and questions live. I mean, I could be meeting with someone else who is a part of the team and they want to write down something on the whiteboard. I mean, it is so cool. And you can also record as you're giving your thoughts, you're writing down your thoughts on this whiteboard. It records your strokes on the whiteboard, and it also records your voice. Brilliant, whoever came up with that idea. So that's Liveboard, an app that I'm using for brainstorming sessions. And now today I'm checking out Anchor for podcasting. I have several others that I'm looking at, but today it's Anchor. Okay. If they offered templates, very easy to use steps to create the artwork for your podcast show. It just so happened that I've created my own artwork, but I don't think you can upload under the free plan your own artwork. I think if you want to brand yourself, it would stand to reason that that would be in the pro or the paid one. But yeah, they have nice artwork that you can use. And one thing you should consider when creating artwork for your podcast is make sure that you're using a font that's thick enough, visible enough for when your artwork is small, like 100 by 100 pixels. That's really small when it's a thumbnail. So make sure you're using a thick font to create your icon for your show. But anyway, today is Wednesday. We are moving into still the research and development phase of building out a website for Jackie Robinson Rolling Raw, whether that becomes the prime, and we're going to put aside Wise Boomer Chicks and tie in Hot Mobile, and also monetizing the next site to be able to sell products within the industry that we are focusing on. So that's it for this podcast, Jackie Robinson Rolling Raw. God be with me. Good morning. It is Thursday, January the 17th, 2019, and this is Jackie R. Rolling Raw. Good morning again, and I hope you are doing fine this morning in my neck of the woods. The weather has been iffy. Sometimes it's warm on some days, and some days it's cold, but I am enjoying the weather as it is here in the heart of Texas, and wanted to share some thoughts with you this morning. This is Jackie R. Rolling Raw. And so the raw truth for me is something I want to share. I don't know if you're like me and you're getting a lot of spam calls, people calling, trying to sell you different things based on the algorithms that have algorithm data rather that was collected from you cruising on the internet. Purchasing items on the internet, these things that you're doing are creating what are called fingerprints or footprints. And because of where you search for different things on the internet, finding things, purchasing things, you're putting to different advertising segments and categories. And so that's why you see if you purchase, for instance, a camera. Say you purchased a Sony A600 camera recently. Then as you begin to search the internet or use the internet or go to your favorite websites on the internet, you will see pop-up ads or ads related to that item that you just purchased. I downloaded an app called RoboKiller. And RoboKiller was added to my phone, and it recognizes spam caller, phishing calls, malware, solicitors, and it blocks the calls. The phone might ring one or two times, and before I reach to grab it, I'm now waiting to see whether or not RoboKiller is going to grab that call and determine that it is a bogus call and block it. And so in the, I think, 3 or 4 days that I've used it, I've had about 30 calls blocked. And I have more peace of mind now in that I can work and knowing that if the phone rings, if it is a solicitor, it's going to be blocked. If it's somebody that I really want to talk to, then I can answer those calls. And so my recommendation for anybody who is frustrated with receiving these phone calls from these solicitors is try RoboKiller. Try RoboKiller and see if that doesn't alleviate some of the frustration you may have with these unsolicited calls. Well, that's all I have for this particular podcast. I wanted to share this information about an app that I found called RoboKiller. This is Jackie R, and I am rolling raw. God be with me.